It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Can you believe we've already started listening to Christmas music?
Hello and welcome to Explicitly Us. Whether you're young, old, single, or married, this podcast is for you. Lighthearted, family-friendly, and full of laughs. It is guaranteed to put a smile on your face. So get on the treadmill or get another slice of cake, but just get ready because here they are. Live at the time of this recording, all the way from Table 19, your Pizza's Ready studio, here are your hosts, Andy and Trista.
I love it. I love Christmas. And my favorite thing about Christmas is probably Christmas music. I mean, non-spiritual thing. Christmas music. Giving gifts is my fave.
This has to be the earliest, though, that we've started listening to Christmas music.
Probably not. I think we've listened to earlier before.
I doubt it, because they don't even put it on the radio until November.
Yeah, November 1st. But I like what we decided to do this year in letting it build, because a lot of times when you listen to Christmas music, you start off with whatever is popular, you know, the classics, Bing Crosby and Andy, what was his name? Andy Williams and these kinds of things. But I like what we've done in that we are only listening to instrumental Christmas right now, because by the time Christmas gets here, a lot of times you're done with the Christmas music. You're done. And so
we can go through all the genres.
Yeah. You pick different genres. And then we'll do the wrap Christmas January 1st. We'll be like, oh, wait, Christmas is over.
Never mind.
So, we're going to start with the instrumental, which is what we've been doing. And so you get a lot of the very nice, soothing Christmas music. And then we'll transition to Mannheim Steamrollers.
I was about to say, that's like my favorite instrumental. Yeah. And we haven't listened to that yet.
No, it's the transition from that into...
So it's next. Yeah. Maybe this coming week.
This week. Okay. Yeah, this week we'll do some of that and then we'll build.
Okay.
We'll build. So we had a really good podcast last week, I think. It was good. Had Callie on and had the word of the day. The word of the day was what?
Laconic.
Laconic. And we had a response from one of our listeners that was really interesting. And let me pull it up here on my telephone. I thought I had it. Okay, here we go. The listener says, enjoyed the show and the family candor. You can tell it is a real conversation and not scripted. I can easily be laconic. And I love laconic's opposite, which is loquacious. Did I say that right?
I think so.
Loquacious. It's just a fun word. Wishing you much success. Loquacious. So that's the word of the day. Thank you, listener, for bringing in another word of the day. We always pick it out. But if you have a word that is not ever heard, or you want to look a zinger up and say, this is a fun word, send that in. And it might get to be the word of the day. The word of the podcast. The word of the week is what it is. So loquacious is the word. And it was already said that it's the opposite of
Laconic.
But here it is. And I do believe I'm loquacious. All right.
Usually.
To speak, to clack is one of the explanations, interestingly enough. Talkative, given to continual talking. Let's see. Speaking, noisy. Blab. Now, this says to blab and disclose secrets. I feel like I'm a pretty good secret keeper. I don't blab other people's secrets, so I'm not a gossip. I'm not a gossip. I don't think I am. So I'm loquacious, but not to the letter, as they say.
Not that part of the definition.
Not
the negative part.
No. So you're
laconic.
I'm loquacious, but we're both bodacious. Is that a word?
It was in the 90s.
Was it that far back? What's your favorite word from the 90s?
Oh, man. I don't know.
I'm going to go with neato. I think neato, it was a good word. And it probably was from before the 90s. I think it could go back as far as 60s neato, but it stayed alive through the 90s. Or maybe I just like old movies and it was in old movies and I picked it up, you know. If you watch some of the old shows, Andy Griffith Show, Leave It to Beaver, some of those things, it's probably in there. Neato, Wally.
I'm thinking more like gnarly and rad.
Tubular, dude. Tubular.
I'm going like Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Pulling. All right, name them.
Michelangelo, yeah. Donatello, mm-hmm. Raphael.
Leonardo.
Yeah, there we go.
I got it.
There we go.
Those were fun days. Well, we have a guest with us today, and we had our two oldest with us the last 2 weeks, and we're excited to have our third with us. And this boy, you want to introduce him again, Trista? He did so good with the other kids.
Yes. This is Oliver.
Oliver.
Or Ollie.
Ollie man. How are you, sir?
Very good.
Good.
I like to say, Ollie Ollie, oxen free.
Yeah. He's a good kid. And this boy was born on a cold winter's day. We used to live in front of a school, directly in front, across the street from the school. And Mama went into labor when the school was, the line to drop off these kids at this elementary school was
starting
back
time.
Down the street. They was back down the street. And we had to get our car into this street, but out. Go. She was ready to go. We got to the hospital and she was not able to take any kind of medicine.
He
she was ready.
Fast and furious, yep. Was and his
I,
birth.
And I made it to the hospital in record time. And somebody from our church that we went to back then saw us on the road and saw that I disobeyed the traffic and was really put out by it for a few seconds. And then they remembered, oh, wait. Trista
it's
is pregnant, so maybe they're on their way to the hospital. But they were like, I was not. I had got into, there's, let's see, there's two lanes.
You were pretending you were an ambulance.
I was. There's two lanes going straight. There's a left turning lane, and then there's a shoulder on the right. And what I did is I got into the left turning lane, but then as soon as it turned green, I floored it and cut off the two straight lanes. So I got to the front. So I did that at every single stoplight. I would get in a turning lane or I'd get on the shoulder and then I would just pull my vehicle in front of the other cars and totally cut them off and just go.
And he was born 30 minutes after we got to the door of the hospital.
Yeah,
so it was pretty close.
Yeah, and that's checking in and turning all
getting
your paperwork
in. Getting up to
in.
The whatever floor yep. it was.
Yep. So it was pressure time.
It was.
So that's Oliver. Sorry we didn't let you talk through that, but you didn't remember any of that story. So.
No.
Now, are you laconic or are you loquacious? Do you remember the definitions?
No, I don't think so.
Laconic was quiet, basically.
You use few words.
Few words. And then loquacious is more talkative for almost no reason, I kind of sense.
I think loquacious.
You think loquacious?
He can be both, I guess.
You can be a little talkative.
It depends on his mood.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to have you here. How do you feel about being on the podcast today?
Good.
Yeah? Have you been listening to our podcast?
Yes.
What do you think overall?
What is that supposed to mean?
What do you think about our podcast overall?
Oh, it's very good.
Very good? Is it better or worse than the other podcast you listen to?
Probably better.
How many podcasts do you listen to?
I've listened to...
other people's podcasts.
Oh, I think one I'm thinking of.
What is that podcast?
Hank the Cowdog.
Hank the Cowdog. If you've never heard of Hank the Cowdog, you should go listen to that. I don't know how old it was. My brother-in-law turned me on to Hank the Cowdog when we were traveling, and we had the kids listening to it. It was a CD. That we had in our vehicle. And then they just came out a few months ago with Hank the Cowdog, and they're redoing it in podcast. And actually, I think Matthew McConaughey bought the rights to it or something. He's somehow
his
involved
with
it.
His voice is on there,
well,
yes.
His voice is on there, but I think he is like spearheading it. I could be wrong.
Cool.
But I feel like he is. Otherwise, why would you give your time to that? I feel like it's something that maybe he grew up with. And so he's wanting to bring it back. But yeah. That's my assumption. I don't know. I can't. So anyways, you like Hank the Cowdog. Are we better or worse than Hank the Cowdog?
You really can't compare them.
Sure you can.
They're so different from each other.
We can definitely.
Well, with Hank the Cowdog, I can actually imagine what's happening. But with your podcast, it's a little harder too because there isn't any imagination and stuff.
Just talking.
Well, you better get some imagination flowing through this podcast today then because we need you. How old are you?
9.
9. And how do you feel about being the middle child?
I would rather be probably a little older, like where Clayton is.
Mm-hmm. You want to be the oldest child? Why is that?
Because sometimes I can't do things like other people do.
Well, that's just time. As you grow up, you'll be able to do those things. At one time, Clayton wasn't able to do or allowed to do some of the things that he's able and allowed to do now. So that's just a process of life. You wouldn't have got there any faster. You're just not able to enjoy it with them right now. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Trista, what's your favorite memory of Oliver?
Oh, goodness. Well, Oliver was, he knows this because I say it all the time, he was my best baby. He was the one that started sleeping through the night, like right away.
We appreciate that.
He was so happy all the time. He literally would wake up in the morning or after a nap, and he would just like play in his crib until you came and got him. It could be an hour if I was mm-hmm. doing something, and mm-hmm. I would just be listening to him, having the best time, playing in the crib, talking and laughing. And usually I would be like, oh, I've got to go get him now because he's so happy. And he just was always so happy. And he sucked on his fingers. He didn't take a pacifier. He sucked on his fingers for a long time. Mm-hmm. But he was a sweetheart. He was a sweetheart little baby.
Oliver, did you hear Mommy?
Yes, I did.
She said you was.
He was.
You was.
He knows. He knows. His personality has changed a lot since then.
Polar opposite.
He kind of did a 180. And
it might have been for all those times you left him in the...
It could be. Too much alone time.
Oliver, would you say that you struggle with your temper?
Most of the time.
Yeah. Why is that, do you think?
I have no idea.
You just...
I'm just so angry.
You're just an angry child? It's not that you are angry, but it's that you get angry quickly.
He does. He and Callie were just having a little argument out in the kitchen earlier. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us about that, Oliver?
What happened? I wasn't there, so I don't know. You have to tell me about it.
So Mom knocked on the window, and so I started getting up and going out the door, but then Callie came out the door too, and she said, "No, Mom wants me." And I said, "Okay." So I started walking up the stairs, and she started pulling on my shirt and yanking me back.
Yeah. Don't touch somebody, right?
Yeah.
That's annoying.
And then you got mad. And then you all were hitting each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you made it through. And you're here now, and you're in a good mood now?
Yep.
That's passed on. It's passed over. Well, this is our... one of our favorites. One of our favorite boys. I call Oliver Cabeza. That's my nickname for Oliver, Cabeza.
What's that?
It means head. Oh. And you know why I call you head.
Because you got a noggin, man.
You got a noggin of a
head. He's grown into it, though.
He has. But when he was a baby, he couldn't walk because he was just falling over. His head was just pulling him. He looked like one of those advertisement but blow up things that sit out, you know, in front of an auto store. It's like, yeah, his arms and his head's in there. That's what Oliver looked like, just tipping every which way. He had a big... All of our kids had big noggins, though. I'm definitely not... Trish, tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm not one of those parents who think that their baby is the most beautiful thing in the world and it's the best looking baby ever. Like, I understand you love what is yours, but our children are beautiful to us, but they're not Gerber babies, right?
I mean, they all go through awkward stages, I guess, and
Clayton looked sickly.
Grow when and change.
He was like 2 weeks old, like 4 weeks. We looked at that picture the other day. Yeah. Within 4 weeks, he was sickly.
He was a little old man.
He was all wrinkly skin. He wasn't fit. He didn't have good color. He looked like a little skeleton boy.
Well, we didn't have any roly-poly children. We still don't.
No cute.
They're all string
kids.
Beans.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
But nothing, listen, for all new parents out there, nothing's more aggravating. And you can do this. Go ahead. We'll all smile and say your baby's beautiful, but it's probably not the most beautiful baby in the world, because ours wasn't. And I think we all have to be honest with one another. Can we just be honest, Trista?
If you want to.
I'm just a little critical. I mean, we know you love your kid. We know you think that it's a beautiful thing, but your child's going to have flaws. They're going to have mistakes, and we better be able to be honest about it and say, hey, you're not going to be Mr. America. It's like Miss America, but for men. They should have a Mr. America.
Well, there's Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America.
That's what Oliver thought when I said Mr. America. He likes superheroes. What's your favorite superhero, man?
Well, I'm still deciding between Captain America and Spider-Man.
When are you going to make this decision, this all-important decision?
Well, I haven't got to see, what they can do and stuff yet because we've stopped watching adventure things.
Mm-hmm. Which you only watch the cartoons anyways. You don't watch the movies.
Yeah, and so I used to be watching the Avengers and Captain America is my favorite. But then Kelly got a Spider-Man game and I started liking Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a hard decision.
Let me ask you some rapid fast questions.
Okay.
All right. Why do you wear camouflage so much?
Because I like camouflage.
Great answer. I see that you took extra time in thinking of that answer. Would you like a second try?
Probably because I blend into my surroundings a little better.
I didn't even see you in that chair. I didn't even see you in
that
chair.
You like to be secretive and hide.
You're wearing camouflage. Wave your arms around so I can see you, because you're wearing camouflage. I can't see you. All right, now I can see you. Very good. All right, do you like sports?
Yeah.
What sport? What's your favorite?
Let's see, baseball, basketball, and football.
The American sports, yeah. Favorite food?
Pizza.
Least favorite food? Everything else.
Yep.
Pretty much. favorite school subject?
Bible.
Okay. What do you like Bible subject?
What?
Why do you like the Bible subject?
Because I get to hear stories and stuff.
You like Bible stories?
Mm-hmm. But I like history and science too, because that's where we play the most games.
Uh-huh. Well, that's one way to think about it.
3/4 of the thing is playing games and then the rest is reading.
You get lots of review games. Yeah.
That helps us learn. All right. We did school. Let's see. Who's your favorite sibling?
It would probably have to be, I think, AJ.
You think AJ? Mm-hmm. Has everybody picked AJ? Callie picked Clayton. Did she? I don't remember. Why AJ?
Because
you can boss him around?
No. Because say AJ had a video game device and I came up to watch him, he wouldn't turn around and not let me watch. But with Clayton, he does that.
Telling on Clayton right now.
So you guys are close in age, so you do a lot together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting. Which is your favorite, mom or dad?
You don't have to answer that
you
if you don't want to.
Answer right now. Who's your favorite?
Well, I don't even think I'm supposed to be saying that because isn't like, I don't think, I don't know. Because like with Jacob and Esau, their father and mother were like the opposite one, and they weren't so fortunate. In
created a lot of trouble, didn't it?
Yeah.
When one child tries to divide the mom and dad, it becomes a problem, right?
Yeah.
That's a very good...
Very political.
Very good political analogy. Very good and honest. That's good. Well, let's do this, though. What do you like most about your mom?
Probably she doesn't make all those healthy things like you do.
What are you talking about?
You normally do, like, more like that, that stuff that we had last night for dinner. What is that stuff?
General Tso's?
Yeah,
that's General Tso's. That's not healthy. It had some vegetables.
He doesn't like the things you make for dinner.
Yeah.
You like the things that mom makes for dinner?
Yeah.
Like, that's what you like most about her, is what she makes you for dinner?
Yeah.
Sounds like a 9-year-old boy.
Yeah. All right. What do you like most about me?
Probably you order the pizza and mom doesn't.
Are you hungry right now?
Yes, I am.
We need to have dinner. You know what they say? You should never go shopping for food on an empty stomach. Do you know why?
Because then if you got all the food, you'll get even more hungry and...
buy everything.
You'll buy everything. Yeah. You'll spend more money than you should. So they say you should always eat before going to the grocery store. So there was a brief pause in the podcast when one of our children came banging on the door asking for food. And Trista said, "Go away and shut your face. Get away from the door."
Is that what I said, Oliver?
You can have nothing.
No.
Who said that?
You.
Yeah, right. I did. I said, "Go away. Shut your face. You can have nothing." Probably not how I would recommend or advise you to talk to your children, but they know my heart was in every word. So, you like that I buy you pizza. You're hungry. You like that mom makes you food. Those are terrible things, Oliver. Terrible. But they're from your heart. And so, okay. What's your least favorite thing about your mom?
Probably...
Just like looking at my hair, looking at my clothes.
Probably, nothing. I wouldn't change anything.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. So, you can't think of anything that you would say, my least favorite thing about mom is?
Probably that she gets really, 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 really angry at...
2 for 2. Okay. At what?
Things that we do that are like barely even bad.
Barely even bad.
She just loses it. She goes off. She goes unhinged on you.
Basically.
Well, wouldn't that be something that you would want to change?
Because
you said you wouldn't want to change anything.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing that I want to change.
Do you want to change that?
What do you want? How do you want me to respond to your misbehavior?
Probably like.
Come here, little sweetheart, and let's talk about this. Is that what you want me to do?
Kind of like that.
Kind of like that?
Well, tell us this. Why do you think she gets so mad? Why do you think that is?
Because we do things that we're not supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, does it like... All of a sudden, you're being good. You're being good all day long, and you do one thing bad, and mom just loses it.
Yes.
Is that what happens? You think that's what happens? Do you think that perhaps you've been doing things incorrectly throughout the day, maybe not following instructions quick enough, clear enough. Maybe she's being patient with you in other areas, but it's building and building and building, and then she snaps. Do you think that could be it?
I don't know.
You don't know? Maybe. It could be. Perhaps.
He's suddenly very uncomfortable.
He's very uncomfortable right now. All right. Well, what do you dislike most about your daddy? Nothing? That's so nice of you, Oliver.
Probably that, like, he can't spend more time with us.
I feel like that's a repeat, too.
Is it? Who else said that?
I'm pretty sure Callie hit on that.
Did she? But I think I probably spend more time with them than other fathers do.
But they have no fathers to compare you to.
They haven't had any other fathers?
They haven't. You're so it.
They just want to spend more time.
The only time that you have free time to do things is probably after dinner and on Friday.
What did we do last night?
Played a game twice.
Yeah.
Until 10 o'clock.
So, all around the world, primarily in America, I know this is our culture in America, a father leaves the house and he goes to work. And then around 4, 5, 6 o'clock, sometimes later, he comes home. Sometimes he has dinner with his family. Sometimes he eats before he gets home. And then he has an hour or two with his kids. I don't know. I feel like I work from home, so I'm not going to see you all day because I have to get work done too, right? But I feel like I see you throughout the day.
But he needs more time with you, apparently. It's not enough.
Okay. Well, we'll have to work on these things. I'll work on spending more time with you, and Mom will work on becoming the Incredible Hulk.
Anger management classes.
She needs to take some anger. And then if we will work on these things, are you going to commit to work on your anger?
Yes.
And then are you going to also commit to work on your obedience?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we can try to do that.
And sometimes, like, maybe...
Hey, hold on there. Wait, hold on now. We can't keep telling all the bad things. No, go ahead. I was just joking. Okay.
Well, maybe sometimes, like, I'm doing something in a certain area, and then someone else comes up and accidentally, bumps me on accident, and I'm, like, just really mad and, like, have to try keeping my temper in. It's really hard.
Is that what you're going to try to do more? Try to keep it in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we all have problems, don't we?
Yeah.
We all have things we have to work on. Nobody's perfect. And the person who doesn't have anything to work on, I worry about them. Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So none of your friends are perfect. Your friends will get mad at you. Your friends will say stupid things. Oops, I said the S word. You're not allowed to say that word, are you?
No.
No. And dumb. Can I say dumb, Mom?
Yeah. That's
an okay word?
Yeah, that's what we say to each other.
People say and do dumb things. And we got to forgive them, right? Sometimes people bump into us physically, emotionally, and we have to forgive them. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Because what does the Bible say about friends?
Oh.
A man? You don't remember?
A man cannot live
by bread alone?
Yeah. No,
that's not it.
He's thinking about food again.
A man that hath friends?
Man that hath friends...
must show himself friendly. Trista, we need to work harder on getting some Bible into these kids.
They don't have that one, apparently.
A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. Gotta be friendly, right?
Yeah.
Nobody wants a stinker for a friend. So, hey, Oliver, thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome.
Thanks for chatting with us. We're having some conversation.
We're going to go eat dinner now. What do you want for dinner?
Pizza.
We're not having pizza. What's number two?
Cereal.
We're not having cereal. So we're going to go out and have some dinner, and you're going to eat whatever we put in front of you. Ain't that right?
Yep.
Yeah. Not going to like it, but you're going to do it, right?
Yep.
Yep. Mom, I love you.
Love you.
Oliver, love you.
Love you too.
Love you, Ollie.
Love you too.
Thank you for joining us on the Explicitly Us podcast. If you haven't subscribed, please do. You'll be the first to listen to our show when it's released every Monday. See you next time on Explicitly Us.